destruction continues. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. As Russia targets major Ukrainian cities.
Shortly after the White House announced it had authorized another $200 million in security assistance to Ukraine, assistance that goes overland into Ukraine from a variety of border crossings from NATO Article 5 countries, Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov warned that Russia would target these convoys, these shipments of weapons. Hours later, at 6 a.m. local time, a barrage of Russian ballistic missiles struck the International Peacekeeping and Security Center in Yavoriv, about 12 miles from the Polish border, a facility that had been used by U.S. National Guard and Special Operations Forces right up until 48 hours before the Russian invasion on February 24th.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin, and calls for the United States to provide more military assistance to Ukraine after Russia invaded the country are growing. This as President Biden's National Security Advisor attends a meeting in Rome.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan used his appearance on CNN to tee up a meeting with the Chinese tomorrow in Rome. The White House statement about this meeting says the two sides will discuss ongoing efforts to manage the competition between our two countries and discuss the impact of Russia's war against Ukraine on regional and global security. Sullivan said this morning the White House believes China was in fact aware that Vladimir Putin was planning something before the invasion took place, but said the Chinese might not have known the full extent of it because it is possible that Putin lied in the same way he lied to Europeans and others.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. Meanwhile, Pfizer recently said they are submitting research to the FDA for authorization of a fourth booster shot.
The protection what you are getting from the third, it is good enough, actually quite good for hospitalizations and deaths. It's not that good against infections, but doesn't last very long.
Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla on CBS's Face the Nation. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
NFL quarterback Tom Brady making a big announcement Sunday.
6 weeks after announcing his retirement from the NFL, Brady says he's coming back after all. The 44-year-old Brady plans on returning to the gridiron with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Brady made the announcement on Twitter. He wrote, "These past 2 months, I've realized my place is still on the field and not in the stands. That time will come." He ended the tweet with, "Unfinished business, LFG." Brady is a 7-time Super Bowl champ. He'll enter his 23rd season later this year. Bob Mortali, Fox News.
Plus, heading out on a trip for spring break? There's something the TSA wants you to know. Fox's Jill Nato has that story.
You've heard the horror stories about unruly passengers that have forced flights to turn around. Passengers who assault or threaten airline crew members can face fines up to $37,000 per violation. Now that more people are flying out for spring break trips, the Transportation Security Agency is asking you to be respectful. They've also issued a list of tips they say you should follow for an efficient security experience, like continue to wear a face mask, pack food in a clear bag, and don't bring your firearm to a security checkpoint. That needs to go into your checked luggage. Till NATO, Fox News.
And several congressional Democrats are concerned about the proposed merger of Frontier and Spirit Airlines. Fox's Ted Lindner reports.
Some Democrats say the deal announced last month would lower competition amongst budget airlines, leading to reduced customer service and higher airfares. They want President Biden to consider blocking it. The lawmaker group raising objections to the merger includes Senators Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, and Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. The merger would make the combined airline the nation's fifth largest airline by market share. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.